Blog Talk Radio.
Wing, are you on?
I am here.
All right. You waiting for the guest caller to call up? She should be calling any second and shit. Right, what's this about this this whole Dre Dennis versus Sky? Did you see it? On URL? I heard this drop.
That's a dope-ass battle. Scotty has to forgive me because I haven't watched him in Dot, but I did watch him and Dre Dennis. That battle is nice. Them niggas went back and forth. Scotty is just, you know that. Scotty is a breath of fresh air to me. I mean, he seriously does his thing, and he does it well, you know, against, it seems like, since he's hit the New York platform, he's definitely doing his thing right now. I only got a chance to watch it once, but it was a really good back and forth. I definitely see him advancing. He's going to be a problem for a lot of dudes. I was looking at, you didn't send me that number.
Oh, it should just be one number, right?
No, it was because there's a couple of calls.
Huh?
There's a couple of calls.
Oh, God. Okay. Wasn't expecting that part. So it's just a 201 number.
Got it. Okay. But, I got Scotty 2-1. I definitely got Scotty 2-1. There was a lot of
haters. All right,
all right. Yeah. But hold on 1 minute. Let me get the guest on. Oh, Lucky there.
Yeah, drunk as fuck. What's going on?
Lady Luck, what's up, man?
Kid, man, at this event, what's up, man? At this event, I walked in somewhere, it looked like I'd get killed. Let me take my ass back over here.
Yo, you sound like you in a good mood right now, man.
Hey, nigga, I'm at this Beats by Dre event. All these white people in here with all these good credit scores and shit. You know what I'm talking about? I'm in here drunk as fuck, open bar, nigga. What?
Yo, I got to keep it real with you, Love. I thought Official was going to get you, B. I thought it was going to be trying to quit.
I know y'all did, man. Hey, 99.9% of people thought I was going to lose to that bitch, man. But y'all forget she died. You know what I'm saying? It's not y'all fault. It's my fault. I've been out here writing R&B songs and shit. I had that motherfucking building rocking. You hear me?
Yo, that shit is how does it feel to actually come back stuff in that ring since we still?
Wait, say that again, because I'm drunk. Say it again.
I said, how does it feel to battle again? Have you battled since we still?
No, you got to understand something. It ain't had nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? It was the whole fact that, like, I'm just me. Like, I'm not a battle rapper. I'm just dope as fuck. And a lot of people don't realize that. So I've been selling a lot of CDs online, getting a lot of spins online, but my niggas is like, yo, Luck, if you have a battle, we could sell more. I'm like, well, then let me go fucking battle then. You know what I'm saying? It's never been a question about my talent. It's about y'all not knowing about mine. It's never me. You know what I'm saying? And to hear niggas saying that bitch is going to 3-0 me, like, y'all forget that I'm She God, but I don't blame y'all. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? It's my fault. I've been writing R&B songs, getting placements and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, talk your shit, Luck. I hear you.
I told y'all niggas this is gonna happen. That nigga hurt my feelings. After I did the interview with you niggas, I called Miss Gracie and said, I'm not doing no more fucking interviews. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to let no negative energy in. I'm dead serious. I ain't doing no more fucking interviews. I'm drunk as shit. I'll tell you niggas the goddamn truth. You can ask me anything. I said, I'm not doing no more interviews. The nigga sat on the phone until she got, she going to lose 3-0 to Oompa Loompa. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you what happened, though. Motherfuckers is still saying that Luck had the building, but Official might went on tape. Let me tell you what happened. I'm so fucking pretty. Y'all ain't never had a pretty battle rapper on stage, so you can't use two senses at one time. You can't listen and look at the same time. So I can't wait for the tape to drop so we can shut all of them niggas up. You know what I'm saying, poor thing? You know, and I feel bad for her because she lost two in a row, but I don't know why she would bet against Luck. You know what I'm saying? I had that motherfucking building rocking. My shots went over their head. No, bitch, they didn't hear everything I said because they too busy looking at my titties.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yo, Luck, I think you said that Official was crying about what she was doing on Facebook.
Nigga, let me give you the drop before I go on Vlad because I'm drunk. Let me give you the drop. Yo, see, when people fail to realize this, right? I fucked up too. I went to a lot of battle rappers who I respected and let them niggas hear my bars without knowing everybody's allegiance. Mind you, I can't give 100% to everything. You know what I mean? So, like, understand that I got a multimedia company. Like, I do weddings, you know, I do videos, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do that other shit on the side. You know what I mean? So I'm sitting here focusing on that shit. I didn't know that A-Verb and Official was tight. And I'm giving this nigga all my verses. That nigga could have ended me. You get what I'm saying? But it was all ordained by God, so it was nothing to worry about. But I didn't know until the last minute. You know what I'm saying? But the night of, before the battle, she don't know. I'm in my room. My niggas won't let me out my room. Like, I can't even go to the vending machine. I got five people all around the hotel watching every move she makes. She's across the parking lot chasing somebody. Them niggas got kicked out their room. All right? Them niggas got evicted from the hotel the night before the battle. It was a long night for her. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, she didn't have her third verse ready. So when y'all watch the battle and she try to throw it on my nigga, say that, oh, y'all fucking me up, quit fronting. You don't have your third verse. We knew that. That's why I went wild. When you see the tape, as soon as she fuck up, I was waiting for it the whole battle. Because I knew you didn't have your third verse from the night before, my nigga. Come on. Mm. You telling, I ain't going to say who, you know what I mean, gave me the drop and shit. Because, you know, this battle rap shit is dirty. I ain't know them niggas get down like that. Let me tell you. It's a whole little trickling circuit going on.
Damn, so niggas gave you the drop that she didn't have a third round?
Well, I mean, hey, listen, tree god, you know, and niggas want to be on the winning side. You can't blame them. You the only niggas who didn't know what side it was winning, you know what I'm saying? Disrespecting me, having on damn near ready to cry. But you know what I mean? I just remember what I be writing and shit and how I look in the mirror, so I knew everything was going to be okay. But, you know, niggas was coming in my room like, hey, Luck, you know, after hearing my verses, because they heard my verses first, and then they heard her verses, and they said, hey, Luck, we just want to make sure we're on the right side when this bomb drops. That's what I'm about.
Wow.
I can't wait for that shit to drop.
Wow. See, she's definitely on Facebook and Twitter and shit, you know what I'm saying, trying
she's only on Facebook. Let me tell you, Twitter, she's not going to say nothing because I'm dominating it. Instagram, she made her page private because I'm dominating.
Yeah.
She think we don't see her on Facebook. The bitch quiet. Let me ask you a question. Y'all niggas want to know who won? Fuck everything Luck's saying right now. Fuck what Lady Luck punk ass is saying right now. She had the whole Queen of the Ring behind her. Everybody's quiet. That's how you know who won? It's not no shit. Yo, before the battle, Shuni and them, the niggas is so pussy, they don't even at me. Like, anytime I pop shit about a nigga, I add a nigga. Let a nigga know I'm popping shit about you. I don't do no subliminal shit. That's that old school in Luck. And the old, you know what I mean? They call me old school. Yeah, old school, because we not fucking punks. I at you bitches every time I see you. You know what I mean? But what they do is they make videos. She dead. She dead. Shuni, Fat Funeral. You know, I was in my feelings, so I unfollowed everybody. Shuni. Fat Funeral and fucking Official dancing down the goddamn hallway. She dead. Where's y'all victory lap? You had the whole Queen of the Ring behind you when the bitch fucked up. Watch, wait, wait till the video drop. I was clowning the bitch the whole battle because she didn't even have the audacity to put a peppermint in her mouth. She came in my face with thick breath, so the whole time I'm clowning the bitch on her breath, I couldn't even hear what she was saying because her breath was, like I said, you can't use more than one sense at a time. I couldn't even hear what she was saying because her breath was like some kung fu shit. You want to see the tape? I clowned the bitch the whole battle. And then when she was fucking up and the crowd didn't give her a reaction, I was like, come on, y'all, show her some love. She like, nah, look, I got it. You going to see the tape. I said, nigga, fuck everything. I'm not arguing with you, niggas. Wait till the tape come out because you niggas was in the building and you saw a fucking unicorn. You understand? I'm a pretty battle rapper. I'm a 1966 battle rapper, so I come in there with the 1966 style. They can't even take it so much. They like, Luck is old school, but came in with new schemes. The fuck are you dick riders talking about? They can't even just give it to an old bitch. You know what I'm saying? Bitch said I'm 45 years old. Fine, I'll be 45. I'll whip your motherfucking young ass, bitch.
God damn, Luck, shit.
And it's not over. This is the beginning. This is the beginning, my nigga. This is the first step of a million, my nigga. Stay diligent, stay focused, and fuck 99.9% of you niggas who said I was going to get 3-0. Fuck wrong with you niggas. Where that nigga was talking all that shit last time? Had me on the phone talking about Luck, you going to get 3-0. Where the fuck you at now, nigga? 3-0 that thing, nigga. Huh? You know what gave me inspiration? I Googled Ali. and Ali with a Sonny Liston fight. It was 70-30. 70% of the people said that Liston was going to win, and Ali came out victorious. Where the fuck you at now, nigga? 3-0'd your bitch, nigga. Whatever. Luck, nigga. Fuck he at now. He quiet now. He quiet now. He's trying to shut me down last interview, nigga. Only reason why I took this fucking interview is to say, where you at now, nigga?
Oh, Luck. And, all right, so you know what? Hold up, man, because you sound like you dead serious right now. Like, what's next? You battling again or what?
My nigga,
you got
I'm
me hyped
to
see the battle now,
man. It's these white people with open bar. You know what I'm saying? I apologize to white people know how to do their shit, man. This shrimp cocktail and this motherfucker, I mean, these white people know how to do their motherfucking thing. You hear me? But basically, I don't know what's next. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, and I'm sorry that I'm drunk and I'm really not being the best representation of what I could be right now, but God is leading my path. So I don't know what's next. Like, I just did a reality show with Faith Evans and Lil C's and Prodigy, and they sat me down and they said, Luck, what's next? I said, I don't know. I didn't know you last week. God brought you to me this week, and now we're doing a reality show. So I can't tell you what's next. It's whatever God ordains for me. All I know is be diligent, be faithful, and make sure you're ready. Make sure these songs is ready. Make sure you're in the gym. Know what train with styles, and I will direct your path. So, you know what I mean? I apologize for enjoying myself tonight and getting drunk, because I was celebrating, man. The world was against the nigga, you know what I mean? But ultimately, at the end of the day,
Look, I got to be real with you, man. You deserve that shit, because I know that, like, yeah, you was the underdog. We was all talking about you and shit, like, little fishy want to win.
It was hard,
you deserve to be
nigga. It was hard. Like, everybody, it was 99.9%. It was like, you are not the daddy. It was everybody. So I go, real shit. I'm going to tell you some real shit. You're the only nigga that probably gets to drop on this. I'm working out with my trainer. We go to the park and Redman is there. Redman, nigga, the first nigga I did a song with. Fuck, nigga. He said, I'm battling. He said, who you battling? Official. And that nigga made his face like, damn, you got a problem with your hands. Like, nigga made his face like he didn't believe I was going to win. That's when I knew. That's when I knew I had the world against me. And this is supposed to be my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, nigga. You too. 3-0 that bitch. You too, nigga. All of
you
wasn't on my side, man. You know what? It's too many sucker-ass niggas who said, like, I know them niggas is on my page now following me and shit, said I was going to win. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show y'all what love is supposed to be. I ain't even got time to Google and see who is against me, who's not. Nigga, I got too much money to make. Fuck all that. I love all y'all. You was wrong, and you know you was wrong, and you know you a sucker when you press that follow button, because you know what you said last week. As long as you know, I don't have to know. You get what I'm saying? As long as you know you're a sucker. As long as you know you're apologizing. North over there at URL. You fat fuck nigga. Right, and Luck ain't got a chance to get against Official. Ha! Ha!
You know what, Luck? Speaking of URL, I saw Hustle put a tweet out, an Instagram pic. She was trying to call Smack out of Sunshine. Smack was like, he heard you didn't do too good or something like that. She should battle dudes or something like
that. I heard that fuck shit too, Culture Vulture. I heard that shit too. You know, I heard that Smack said that I addressed that shit, but at the same time, hey, nigga, I had to apologize to Smack because the bitch Official was celebrating being on Fox 5. That's the local New York station, and they mentioned her. I ain't kept the shit. I'm too busy getting money. But then I ain't realized that before they introduced you, Official, they had to introduce me. They had to say me. You know what I'm saying? And I heard the interview with Remy, and she couldn't even shit. She said back in the day, whatever the fuck happened, I ain't see the shit. I'm, you know, busy. But, yeah, Smack, I heard that shit. Smack, I don't know what the fuck Smack got against me. You know what I mean? But you can't get around me, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Them niggas trying to get me to come battle. Them niggas been calling me year after year for the last 10 years, offering me $3,500. Nigga, thank God I got out the streets, but I was making that in a fucking weekend. Fuck you, nigga. And Smack know that shit, so he know every platform I'm on. I got text messages from Beasley. I got voicemails from Beasley. Y'all niggas trying to play me. Y'all niggas is culture vultures. Don't start with me, nigga. I'll start my own fucking league, Smack. You ain't the battle, nigga, Smack. You was the interview, nigga, Smack. But you put a battle on, and then niggas started getting on your dick because you put the battle on, then you switched over to that. You ain't the battle, nigga, Smack. Let's keep it real. That's the biggest shit that was on the Smack DVD. Let's keep it real. But y'all niggas don't want to pay me. Y'all want to make money off all them other niggas. You know what I'm saying? Jazz the Rapper, that bum bitch. You know what I'm saying? She was over there talking about something. Oh, y'all should pay Luck $5,000. I thought she was my nigga. Then she brought her apple-shaped face to my, you know, in front of me when I'm drunk as hell after winning the battle 3-0. She said, I thought you got 3-0. I was outside. I said, bitch, if you don't get the fuck out my face, I'm not joining your pity party. You're the only one that lost to that bitch recently. Get the fuck out my face.
God damn, my God.
But I couldn't talk all this shit. I tried to talk all this shit before I battled. Y'all wasn't listening. So I had to be quiet. I was like, hey, let me show these niggas, because they ain't heard nothing in a minute. I've been out here writing R&B songs, making people make babies and shit. You know what I'm saying? Let y'all know who she got is right quick. You know what I mean? So I don't threaten nobody. I don't ever want anybody to take it to violence, because I've been to jail multiple times. I have felonies. I'm not into the street shit. You know what I'm saying? I thank God I don't have to be in the street shit. Anybody publicizing that shit and glorifying the street, you're an asshole, nigga. So I'm not glorifying that. I'm not threatening nobody. I'm going to slap anybody in the face, but I body slam all you bitches with these bars. I told Official, go watch the rap grid shit. I said, Official, my first four bars let me know I had your soul, and I ain't even drop a metaphor yet. Just the way that I opened my mouth, and they like, oh, Luck controlled the crowd. You know, she won with the crowd, but how do you win with the crowd if you ain't got no bars? How? How? The niggas who couldn't hear my bars were so mesmerized that I was so beautiful, because you never had a prettier battle rapper. You couldn't hear me. But once the battle dropped, you know, even Remy throwing shots. Come on, man. Let's keep it real. You niggas know my fucking dick, man. Keep it real. Go to Remy Page. She got a picture up with Sue Surf talking about some battle rap and chill night. Bitch, you ain't put that up on Friday. You ain't put that up on Thursday. You put that shit up on Saturday, the day that I'm battling. Even you tuned in, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Y'all caught me on the wrong night. I didn't have too much to drink. White folks know how to party. I'm telling you, if it was niggas, somebody that got shot by now, I'm trying to tell you.
Yo, you. Man. Have you had any offers since then?
Hey, man, fuck that shit. I lost 35 pounds. 35 for the bitch. She couldn't even go down a bra size for a nigga. You know what I'm saying? You knew that. Hey, man, I told the bitch, I said, yo, bitch, I got 6 more rounds upstairs for you. But I couldn't take I couldn't take a chance of schooling you. I just had to do punches because I ain't rap since the Reagan era. You know what I'm saying? So I had to just throw punches at you, but I got some balls to school your ass upstairs. Like, nah, I'm not waiting. I don't even want to battle, man. Fuck that shit. I just need attention. It's like I'm an attention whore. I just need to sell more CDs online on TuneCore, my nigga. It's public record. Go see how much I make a month. Go. Y'all niggas can go check Luck Spotify spins. Check Luck Google Play, Xbox, any motherfucker that's out title. Go check my shit. I need to sell more CDs, hard copies. So, of course, I got to come battle whoever y'all think is the best. I told Miss Hustle, I'll rip your horse head off too, bitch. Anybody. I'm She-God, man. Any of y'all. I told you real talk. I want $25,000 if they want me to battle again. I'm not going to battle no bitch because ain't no bitch worth $25,000, so they're going to have to bring me some of them niggas. I'm ready.
Damn. Yo, if they offered you anybody right now, who? Who'd it be?
I don't, my nigga, said truth, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
So you going to do you regardless.
My nigga, it's going to be the same thing. Look, you go about to get 3-0. I'll be like, I see you when I get back.
Okay, but I see you, Luck, with the crowd and the, oh, shit. Damn. Yo, you know
man,
what's
nigga,
crazy?
Fuck all this shit I'm talking. Wait till the tape drop. Like, fuck. Luck,
that's
what
I'm talking.
You
the fuck out of this
shit.
Battle.
Wait till the tape drop. The tape going to be even worse. Like, I told her to her face. I said, Official, when the tape drop, it's going to be even worse. I'm on stage with meditation balls. I put the crown on. My nigga, it was one line, right? See, here's the thing. Majority of my lines went over their head because they watching my titties. You know what I'm saying? And I was telling the bitch everything in my first round that she was going to say. I told the bitch, like, it was so many. Go to Daylight Page. He'll tell y'all what's up. Daylight said, yo, there was too many bars that went over the crowd's head. They didn't catch them because I was a unicorn in the room. So I can't wait till the tape drop.
Hey, look, we interviewed Daylight last night. He said you went stupid on Official B.
That's my nigga. And, like, he said, yo, he was the only nigga out of all you punk motherfuckers who told you I was going to happen. I watched everything. I read every comment. It was only fuel for a bitch. Tell me I'm going to lose. Nigga, I'm the reason why I can name rappers right now who y'all respect. You ain't get a deal from Death Jam because of me. Ain't shit changed. It's just that I was writing R&B songs and they hurt my feelings, you know? had a battle and ain't nobody respected. I started writing songs for people to make babies to. Was making a nice little income from that shit. But they don't respect that either. Come in their little chitlin circuit, I come fuck shit up and I leave and sell more CDs. I can't wait till it drop. It's gonna be worse on cam. It's gonna be even worse. She think it was bad in the building. Wait till niggas catch the lines that they missed.
Yo, look. Check it out. When that shit drop, I'm calling you. Yo, when that shit drop, you gotta come back up here, look.
Nah, this is the last one. Where your man that was talking all that shit? Was it you?
Nah, who? I made a blog saying you was gonna lose.
I don't know, huh?
This angry
you
fan.
Made a blog.
I thought you were gonna lose. Yeah, I thought you were gonna lose.
Did you apologize yet? I need a nice no pun intended official apology.
No pun intended of Hey Lady Love, I apologize for doubting you.
Thank you, Daddy.
Alright, I apologize for doubting you. You definitely shut me the fuck up.
You heard
my feelings.
Mean?
But hey, damn, you really sound like that shit was really getting to you.
If you, I'm a human being, it wouldn't get to you.
Yeah, everybody.
Are you a human being?
You.
Imagine you doing what you love. Fuck all this tough shit. Fuck all this rap shit. You're a human being, and everybody's saying you're gonna lose. How would you feel?
That's real shit.
Like niggas could do that hardcore shit all day. I'm a female. I cry. I cried to my niggas last night. Told my niggas real shit. If it wasn't for y'all, I would have lost. Told my niggas real shit last night. If it wasn't for y'all, because the whole world was against me. Crocodile tears. The biggest tears I ever felt on my face. I ain't even gonna lie. That shit was from the soul. And told my niggas, the six of y'all, seven of y'all gave me inspiration. And let me know, Luck, you could do this shit. Fuck them niggas. Because if it was the last word was on you, I would be dead. So shout out to my motherfucking niggas. And I got to go get drunk because it's almost over at 11 o'clock and the open bar is almost over. So listen, when that footage drops, you got my number. We can clown on the bitch even more. My nigga, I'm going to give you the drop right now. Let me give you 30 seconds of the battle right now. Boom. Luck come on stage. They think I'm going to lose. First four bars opens it up. When I threw my standing ovation line, that's when I knew the body. First of all, when I spit my first four bars, whether she know it or not, I read spirit. I read auras, and I read colors. My first four bars wasn't even a metaphor, but I saw I touched her soul. I told Mazio, rewind the shit back 1,000, 10,000 frames per second. You'll see I touched her soul in the first four bars. It was not the one metaphor. Then my first six bars, when I six to eight bars, and then my standing ovation line, I had the building. It was open lane ever since then. It was some part where she was trying to get the crowd reaction. I was like, yo, give it up for her. She tapped me on my shoulder. Nah, I got it. Hey, bitch, I'm just trying to help you out because these niggas is on my dick in here. You know what I'm saying? Third round, I put on that crown. I put on that crown in that third round. I didn't have to spit at the bottom. Niggas went crazy. That bitch choked in her third. I dare nigga to tell me that official won. 2-1 or official one won't tell me because she choked in third. So there's only two other rounds, and I bust her ass in the second one. So which one is it, motherfuckers? Hey, man, this is the beginning, niggas. All right, let me go back to my open bar. I love you, niggas, man. All right, I got war report at 11:20. I'm going to rip Norm's a new fucking asshole. You hear me? Let me go get my drink, man. I love you, niggas, man. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you for your apology, you sexy motherfucker. All right, I'll be back on next time.
Hell yeah. Hey, Luck, man. Appreciate the interview.
My nigga, back to the bar.
What? Yo, that's how you sell a battle.
That is
okay?
How you sell a battle.
As bad as I wanted to see Math and Big K, as bad as I wanted to see, what about battles I don't really want to see, but the JC and Vaughn and all that, yo, Luck just jumped her ass to the fucking top.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that battle now.
He's very confident.
That's how you sell a fucking battle, people. That shit alone make a nigga want to order that shit.
For real. Oh, wow. I cannot wait till this video on demand drops. I'm ready for that battle.
Yo, Luck was talking that shit. Oh, I love it, B.
I love it, she is.
God damn.
Confident. That confident, you can't tell me that she lost. Not that confident.
Yo, and you know what, though? That was some real shit what she was saying when she got, like, real serious and was like, the whole world was against her. How would you feel? That was some shit.
That is. That is. That
like,
was
we,
deep.
Like, we,
like, I didn't
we
even
all
think
doubted
that
her.
Affected like that.
Yeah, we all doubted her. But you know what? And I was going to say before she got off, that probably motivated her even more, though.
Of course.
I think if we all had said, oh, you're going to be official, I don't think she would. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she would have slacked. I think she would have slacked. If she
yeah.
would have known. Yeah, I think she would have slacked.
Wow.
I can't wait for this. I cannot wait for this.
She has sold the fuck out of that shit to me, man. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Wow. Since she got a play-by-play, she's telling you. I mean, even though she's giving you the tidbits, she's giving you the pieces that you want to see that shit. It's like, okay, I'm sitting here like, damn, I know Official did not choke in the third, or she did not stumble in the third. She didn't have no third. I got to see this shit. I, like, got to see this for myself. I don't even, like, I can't believe that.
But you know what, though? How far apart was her battle from the Hustle battle, though?
That
not saying she didn't have enough time. I'm not trying to
give her. I said you took the thought off my head.
And it's not to make an excuse saying that she wasn't prepared. She, I mean, you got plenty of time to prepare, but dang.
Right.
Damn.
So December. So that was Summer Madness. So that was September, right? September 29th, or that weekend.
Okay.
Summer. So four months? 3 months? 2 months?
Not even two. September, October, November.
Damn. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, and it's
official
not
one, yeah.
It's
yeah, it's not an
excuse
at all. Like, you still got plenty of time.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not, yo, I'm going to be real with you. Yeah, but you know what, though? I'm going to be honest with you. I can't make no excuse, B. After all this shit that everybody going against Luck, like, yeah, B, you can't take nothing away from Luck for this shit, B. You can't take nothing. She earned every... Damn, she got the official apology out of me. She earned all of that shit. She earned all that shit. She earned all that shit. Like, fuck. Man. Hey, man. Hey, we about to sign off and shit. We just want to do a quick interview. You know what I'm saying? Some of you niggas been caught and slipping and shit. We trying to do it sneaking on y'all niggas and shit. And just upload it, but y'all still caught anyway and shit. Like, shout out to y'all. I'm sick. That's why we have a show. But,
salute to y'all, the faithful. I see you.
Say it again.
I know, I was saying salute to them, the faithful. Soon as the show came up, they asked us, you see the numbers popping up.
Wow, we tried to, like, we dead ass tried to sneak it in on y'all niggas so we could just upload to YouTube, like, man. But hey, it is what it is, man. Shout out to y'all niggas, man. We are out of here. I need some therapy for me. I'm out.
You do. Salute. We're gone.